Masechta Chagiga, Perek Beis, is learned Lilo Nishmas Sorarelke, Bas Rav Shneir Zalman, Menachem Mendel, passed away on Achron Shel Pesach, Hey Alofim Tov Shin Ayin, Vishnais, is learned Lilo Nishmas to benefit her soul, Tei Nishmas Sorar B'Tzerich HaChayim. Ein Dershim Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis. Ein Dershim Ba'aray is B'Shloisha, you cannot study the laws with regards to the prohibited relationship, which are not explicit in the Torah, to three students at the same time. It has to be less than three students at the same time. V'loi b'maisa b'reishit b'shnayim, and all the items which were created in the first 6 days of creation, you cannot relate to two people together, but first you tell it to one person and then to another person individually. Can't say it together. V'loi b'merkava b'yachid, you cannot relate the matters of the heavens even to one person, not even to one person. Unless the teacher knows that this student is a sage, is a wise, and that while he will tell him a little bit, he can sort of figure out the rest on his own. Then you can tell him a little bit. Kol ha-mistakel ba-arba dvorim, one who looks on four things, it would be fit, it would have been better off that he would not come to the world. That if one thinks, Mal lamailo, what is above the heavens? Or Mal lamato, what is below the earth? Or Mal lefonim, what is after the sky to the east? Or Mal laochen, what is behind the sky to the west? Or another interpretation, what's to the ponim laochen, means that what happened before the world was created, and what's going to happen after the world will be ended, that you're not allowed to. The kol shleichas al kaved koinei, and one who does not feel that the honor of God should not be wasted, royu hu loy shleibol oilam, he would have been better off that he would not come into this world. Says the Bartanura, ein doshin ba'arayis, that you do not expound on the arayis, lishloisha b'nei odom ke'echod, to three people at the same time. In Dershim Lehem Sisrei Arayis, you don't expound to them the hidden of the privileged relationship. Keep going. Like, for example, Bitoi, that if his daughter, Ma'anu Sosoi, who comes from a woman that he was Ma'anes, the Leksivi Bekrom Behedya, that's not written in the verse explicitly, but Asi Midrashoi, it comes from Adrash. And the reason why we don't do it, Shema Bizman Shebedaber Horab Im Echad, because while the teacher will be talking with one, Yisu Veyitnu Ashnayim Bineyim, the other two will give and take, and they will discuss amongst themselves. Veyitnu Libam Dushpoyim Mipi Harav, they won't pay their heart attention to listen from the teacher Kushadoydush Boy Isur, when he is going to expound on it a prohibition. Veyavoyu Lahokil, and they will come to be lenient Ba'arayis, and the prohibited relationships. Al yidei shenafshi shel odom mis'avelohem, because the person's soul desires them, u'machamdosem, and lost them, yosem, mishal yisurim shel b'Torah, more than all prohibitions of the Torah. V'loi b'maise bereshis, and not in the act of the beginning. So the Bartanura, this means b'maise sheishis mebereshis, in the act of the 6 days of creation. So that you can't do afilu l'shloisha shnei bnei odom, even to two together. V'kolshkin l'shloisha, and certainly not to three or yes or more. The Omar Kro, because the pasuk says in Dvarim Dalit, kishal no l'yomim b'shoyim, ask please for the earlier days. Yochid shoyel, an individual asks, v'ein shnayim shoyelim, but two don't ask. V'loy b'maise merkove, and also not in the happenings of the a chariot, Shero Yecheskel v'Shero Yishaya, that was seen by Yecheskel HaNovi, by Yishaya HaNovi. But Rambam Pirush, Rambam explains that B'maise Breishis means Chochma HaTivis, that is the natural wisdom, U'maise Merkava, and the act of Merkava is Mitzias HaKel, is the existence of God, the Torah and his descriptions, V'Malochim and the angels, V'Hanefesh and the soul, V'Haseich and the intellect. What's going to be after the death? Immediately, it doesn't seem to me she calls a ma'ase merkava, that all will be called the act of the merkava. he should have said the wisdom of the Merkava is what he should have learned. Elamaisa Merkava, but the act of the Merkava, he shall yideyas kodes shemesh shel kedushim, that by mentioning the names of holiness, mishtamshim bekeser, you use the crown. Betzoyfin, and you look eich mishamris hamalochim be eich mishmaris hamalochim be mamodum, how the guards of the angels in their standing, they heichel ifnim heichel, and how there is a room be inside of a room, kein hasuichim beruch hakodesh, similar to those who look with the ruach hakodesh. So therefore, you cannot just teach that, but biyachid aliim ken hayachochem mevi medaitin. An individual, unless he was wise and understands on his own, afilu laodam echad ein dershim b'merkava. Even for one person, you don't expound about the merkava. Aliim ken makin b'harav, unless the teacher recognizes and knows shuachochem that he's wise, shim yimshlutzer loyroshi prokin, that if he's going to give over to him some the beginning of the topics, the sections, Yehu, maybe Nashar Midaiti, he will be able to figure out the rest on his own. Kolamistakel Bedal Dvarim, anyone who looks into the four things, which are Hani de Mefarish Ve'ozil, those that he's going to go ahead now and explain. So Royu Loi, it's fitting for him. Yofe V'toiv Hoyo Loi, it would be nice and it would be good for him in Loi Baloilam if he'd never come to the world. What are the four things? Mala Maila, what's above? Mirashi Achai is higher than the Chayis HaKoydesh, the animals. The Mala Mata, what's below? Metachas Lor is below the ground. Malifnim, what's inside? Chutz L'mchitza Reki B'mizrach, outside of the sky to the east. Mala Ocher, what is behind? L'mayriv, to the back. Pirush Achar, another interpretation. Malifnim, what is before? Koydim Shinivra Ha'ilom, before the world was created. Mala Ocher, what is behind? Misoif Ha'ilom, after the world was created, which is the Achris HaYomim, which is at the end of days. So Ra'ilay Shalei Baloilom, B'chol Shalei Chas Al Kveit Koine, one who does not care about the honor of his Creator, which is Sha'iver Aveda Baseser, he transgresses a sin in hiding. Ba'imer, and he says, in Shechina Metzuya Kan, there is no divine found over here. Umi Re'ani, who sees me? Umi Yoy Da'ani, who's going to tell anybody? So that is not having a mercy or protecting the honor of your coining, of your Creator. Mishnah Beis. Yosi ben Yezer, Imer, Yosi ben Yezer says, Shalei Lismeich, one should not put his hands on a carbon on Yom Tov. Yosi ben Yechanan, Imer, Yosi ben Yechanan says, Lismeich, that you are permitted to lean on the carbon on Yom Tov. Yeshua ben Prachya, Imer, Yeshua ben Prachya says, Shalei Lismeich, not to lean your hands on the carbon Yom Tov. And Nita Arbeli says, Lismeich, that you are permitted to put your hands on the carbon Yom Tov. Yehuda ben Taba, Yehmer, Yehuda ben Taba says, Shalei Lismech, not to put your head on the Karman Yomtev, and Shimon ben Shatoch, Yehmer, Shimon Shatoch says, Lismech, that you are permitted to lean your hands on a Karman Yomtev. Shmai says, Lismech, that you should permitted to put your hands on the Karman Yomtev. Avtalian, Yehmer, Avtalian says, Shalei Lismech, that you're not allowed to put your hands on the Karman Yomtev. Hillel u'Menachem le'nechleku, the Hillel and Menachem do not argue, because Yotze Menachem went to work of the king, so Shammai went in to disagree with Hillel. Shammai and Shammai says, Shalei Lismech, you should not place your hand on the Karman Yontav. Hillel says, Lismech, that you could put your hands on the Karman Yontav. These people's name that we mentioned earlier, those were the leaders, Ushniim Lahem, and the other ones were the second to them. Of his Batidinim, those were the head of the Bezdin. Zagda Bartanura, Yosi ben Yezer, Eimer Shalei Lismech, Yosi ben Yezer says not to lean, B'yomtev, that says Bartanura on Yomtev. And the reason is, Mipnei, Shemishtamish B'bal Chayim, because he's using livestock, animals. Shebechol Koyche Hoseinu, because one needs to lean with all of his power, with all of his might, so he's using the Bal Chayim to lean on. B'zu HaMachloikis, and this disagreement, Hoseinu ben Anisinu ben Ovis Bezdin, was a contention and a disagreement between the leaders and the heads of the Beis Din, Doir Achar Doir, one generation after other generation. Then it says, Yotzu Menachem, that Menachem went out, Lavidas HaMelech, to the service of the king, Upirish Miliyeis Chaveri Shel Hillel, and he separated himself from no longer being Hillel's contemporary, Hillel's friend. Lefikach le'neidem minyanei. So therefore, we don't know his how he feels about it. Im nechlik im Hillel b'zeim lav, whether he disagreed with Hillel or not. But the nichnis shamai b'mekoyim shamai, went into, took his place. Liyisab beit in tachtav, to be the head of the beit under him. Ve'nechlik al Hillel, and he disagreed in Hillel. Harishonim, the first one, Shehuskur Rishon b'chol zug, those who are mentioned first in each of the groups, Hayunisim, they were the leaders, and the second one were the Abbeizdin, as the Mishnah said. Mishnah Gimel, B'shamay Omrim, B'shamay Semivim Shlomim, that you can bring Shlomim to sacrifice on Yom Tov, the Shalmi Chagiga, Ve'in Semichim Aleihem, but you're not allowed to lean on them on Yom Tov, only on Er Yom Tov, Avaloi Oilis, but the oilas that every individual person brings, even if they're oilas riyah, you are not permitted to sacrifice them on Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed. But Hillel said, "Mevim shlamim ve'oilas v'semchim aleihem," that you can bring and sacrifice the shalmi chagiga and the oilas riyah, and you can lean your hands on them on Yom Tov. The only thing is that the dorim and the doris, whether they're oilas or shlamim, that you're not allowed to be Makriv, you can't bring those on Yom Tov. The Bartanura, Mevi'im Shlomim, those are Shalmei Chagiga, the Shlomim of the festival, because they do have a need for eating for the ordinary person. So it's permissible to do the Melachas on Yom Tov. And you cannot lean on them, but you lean on them from the daytime before Yom Tov. Lean on this somach v'shochat, because we don't require to lean and then shecht immediately. Torkev l'smicha shchitot, so immediately after you lean to shecht it. Avaloi oilas yochid, but not to bring an oil of an individual. Vafilu oilas ri'iya, even the oil of ri'iya, also not. Shal yochal akriva b'shal yimeis haregel, because he is able to bring the oil asriya on the other days of the festival, the Amar Kara, because the Pasuk says, Bamidbar Chavtes, Atzeres Tiyah Lochem, that it should be a festival for you, but V'loy L'Gavoya, not for the Hashem. So the Karbonas of Hashem, you're not allowed to bring. So that is what the opinion of Bishamay. B'Silal Imrim, B'Silal say, Mevim Shalmi Chagiga V'Oil Asriya, that you do bring the festivals of the Chagiga and the oil asriya. He says, not only can you bring the Shlomim like Bishamah, but also the Eilus Riyah, the Ksiv, because it says in Dvorim, Perek Tazayin, Atzeres LaHashem, it should be a festival of Hashem, called the LaHashem, everything the Hashem, so that's also okay, even the Eilus Riyah, Abul Nadorim. But if there's vows, which is not the Zman on Yom Tov, Bein Eilus, Bein Shlomim, Divir Hakalin, Kerev Mi Yom Tov, those you cannot bring on Yom Tov, because there is no reason to bring them Dafka on Yom Tov. Mishnah Dalet, Atzeres Shechali is Bed of Shabbos, when Shavuos came out to be on Friday. So Bishamay says Yom Tovuach Achar Shabbos, the day of Shechtin the Karbonis, which is the Eilis Re'iyah, has to be after Shabbos. Bishamay says Yom Tovuach Achar Shabbos, you don't have to Shecht after Shabbos, but you can Shecht on Yom Tov. That's Erev Shabbos. Umeidim, but Bishamay agreed to Bishamay, Sheim Chali is Bishabbos, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, Sheim Tavuch Achara Shabbos, then you shech the Karbonis after Shabbos. Ve'ein Kohen Godel Mislabish B'Kelov, and when you shech the Karbonis on Sunday, the Kohen Godel should not get dressed up in his Yom Tov garments, so people should know that it's not Yom Tov, Shalei Lekayim, so that they should not hold Divrei Ha'emrim for the words that say Hatzeres Achara Shabbos, that Shavuos is always after Shabbos. We'll see the Martinura. Yom Tovuach, that if Atzeres comes on Erev Shabbos, Bishamay say that the Yom Tovuach is after Shabbos on Sunday. Yom Tovuach means the Shechitas Oilas Re'iyah Shel Yom Tov, the Shechting of the Oilas of the Re'iyah of Yom Tov is L'Achara Shabbos, takes place after Shabbos. She'en Kareva Le'bi Yom Tov Le'bi Shabbos, because you can't bring it not on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So you can't bring it on Friday, you can't bring it on Shabbos, so you bring it on Sunday. Atzeres yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva kipesim v'sukkos, and Atzeres does have makeup, like you can make it up for the entire all 7 days, just like Pesach and Sukkos is mentioned earlier. Ubeisilu emrim ein lo yem tavuach, that it doesn't need ein otzricha yem tavuach. You don't need a yem tavuach. Shem muter la kriva b'yom tov, that you're allowed to be makriv on Yom Tov. So if Shavuos is not Shabbos, you can be makriv on Shabbos. Ubisila l'taymayu ubisila go according to the reasoning that I'm reading that they say mevi'im shlomim v'oilos b'yomtiv, that you could bring shlomim and oilos in yomtiv. V'ashmi'inan tana, the tana teaches us that filu heichid lo efsher l'mevi'il l'mochor, even a situation where you can't do it the next day, k'goin d'chala tzeres b'erev Shabbos, it comes out in Erev Shabbos. I feel about I'm reading Bishamai. Still, Bishamai said the Eilus Riyah Kareva Biyontev. You cannot bring the Eilus Riyah Biyontev. V'dochelah Shabbos. You got to push it off until Sunday. So the Chiddush is in Bishamai that you can't do it. But Hillel says, what happens if it comes out on Shabbos? Then we have to push off the Eilus Riyah. The Yom Tovuch has to be on Sunday. So, but Ein Kan God Mislavish Bekelov. The Mikalim Noim Shaloi in his nice garments, Vyem Tavuach Shalatzeres, on the day that Yeshech of Shavuah, Shachar HaShavuah, which is after Shabbos, which is on the Sunday, Kadeshul Yisnabe Sayyim, so he shouldn't beautify himself in that day. Shavino Akol, so everybody should understand, Shein HaYim Yontav is not Yontav. And the reason we do that is, Shalei Lekayim Divraim Matzeres Lachar Shabbos. In order not to fulfill the words of those who say that Shavuah is after Shabbos. Because Shoya Tzdukim Imrim, the Tzdukim would say, Lo'ilam Atzeres Achar Shabbos, to them, that Shavuos always is the day after Shabbos. B'diksi, because it says, Vayikroch of Gimel, Usvartel Lachem Emocharas HaShabbos, you should count from the day after Shabbos. V'in Imrim, and they teach, what is the meaning of Mochar HaShabbos? Mochar HaShabbos Bereshis, from after Saturday, Shabbos Bereshis. Not after Yom Tov, not after Pesach, not the day after Pesach, but the day after Shabbos. In Kain Lailam, so always will be, since you count 7 weeks, Chalat Tzeres Be'echad B'Shabbos, so Shavuos will be in Echad B'Shabbos. So we don't want to get dressed up on that Echad B'Shabbos, that Shavuos came out on Shabbos, and you bring the Korbanos on Yontav, you don't want to dress up, so people should know that it's not really the Yontav. Mishnahei, Naitlim L'Yudayim, you have to wash your hand L'chulin, when you're going to eat ordinary food, U'lamayser, or when you're going to eat ma'aseh v'l'truma, you're going to eat truma u'l'kodesh madvilin. But when you want to eat kachim, korbanos, you have to immerse yourself, you have to immerse the hands in a mikveh, not just to wash them. U'l'chatos, and when you want to touch the water from the paraduma, im nitpo yodov, if his hands have become tamei from such a tuma, from such a defilement, which only the hands become tamei, nevertheless, nitmo gufa, his entire body is tamei, and he has to immerse himself totally into the mikveh. Says the Martanura, Noitlim liyadayim, you wash your hands, l'chulin u'l'maiser l'truma. Says the Martanura, chulin u'maiser sheni u'truma, for ordinary food and for maiser sheni for truma, daylam nitila b'kli, it's sufficient to wash with a keli, shein bo'el revi'is mayim, which only has one revi'is, one fourth of water. But l'koidesh matbilim, if you read koidim, pirush, lechel shlomim v'chatas v'oshem, in order to eat shlomim v'chatas v'oshem, Yeshmaili, you say that there is an additional level and of sanctity. Shetzorich lahadbil as a yadayim, there you have to dip, you have to table your hands with memso in 40 so. Ba'afal pisha'inun elastam yadayim, even though these hands are not tummy, it's just ordinary hands are not known, we don't know a tuma. Shalinogu betuma, they haven't touched the tuma. Hametame is called a guf mederaisa, that would make the tummy, the whole body in the Torah. So, but in this case, it's just the hands and stam yadayim, and still we require for kachim and tefillah in the memso. Melachatos, but if it is coming ligabim mechatos to touch the chatos water, mayim hamukudoshim veifer poraduma, the holy water that have been sanctified with the ashes of the red heifer, the hasis mehemalteimaisim, so that using that water to sprinkle from it on those who have been defiled by the body. Yesh maili, you say over there. There is an additional precaution, additional level, additional advantage. Shimnitmu yodo bechad min advarim ametamis yidayim. So if his hands have become defiled, and one of the items that defile the hands, veloi as saguf and not the body. So all the hands are tamei and not the body. For example, you're going safer, touching a safer, the chomer geizer, veoichlim tmeim, and food that is tamei is not really metamei the person. Because zeichlin and mumashkin tmei, they cannot be metamei. Kol tumis and nivrei sofrim, and all other impurities that are from the chachamim. So in this case, nitmagam aguf, the whole body has become tamei. Kol aguf tzarich tefila, and the entire body needs to be immersed. Chol Mailas Halolu, and all these advantages, so Zeh Gavoyim Mizeh, that one is higher than the other, Medivrei Sofrim Haim, these are from the words of the scribes, V'hayd Nokad Lu Hocha Kabi Hilchas Chagiga, the reason that he mentions it here, with regards to the laws of Chagiga, L'fishiyesh B'soifon Hilchas Haregel, because at the end of these halachas, we're going to talk about the laws of the festival. That the ordinary people of the land are considered to be pure during the festival, but not during the rest of the days of the year. That's Besoif Chaymer Bakodesh, then the end of the chapter of Chaymer Bakodesh. Mishnah Bav, Hatoyva L'chulin, one who immerses himself that he should be able to eat chulin. And he had in mind that he should be clean to eat chulin. Also the meiser, so he's not permitted to eat meiser until he's going to immerse himself again for meiser. Tava le meiser, if he immersed himself so that he can eat meiser, and then he had in mind that he should be clean for meiser. Also le truma, he's not permitted to eat truma until he's going to immerse himself again for truma. Tava le truma, if he immersed himself to eat truma, v'huzak le truma, and then he had in mind that he should be clean for truma. Also le kodesh, he's not permitted to eat kodesh until he will immerse himself again for kodesh. Tava le kodesh, if he immersed himself to eat kodesh, v'huzak le kodesh, and he had in mind that he should be clean for kodesh. Also le chatus, he is not permitted still to touch the water from the pora aduma. Tava le chamur, if you immerse yourself for a more serious strictness, then mutar lakal, then he were permitted with the immersion to the lesser level of holiness. But tabal, if he immersed himself below yuchzak, and he hadn't had in mind what he is immersing himself for, kilu loy tabal, as if he hasn't immersed himself at all, and that then it's not toivah, not for holy, and not for truma, not for meiser, but the only thing is for the minimum for the chulin, that he becomes a toivah. Look about the nura tava lechulin v'huzak lechulin. If he immersed himself for chulin and then he was muhzak also for chulin v'oidzu maila, and then he had an additional advantage that hatoyva lechel chulin, he immersed himself to eat chulin. But also v'niskaven litve li is muhzak toy l'shem chulin, and he had in mind that he's toiling to be held clean for chulin. Also l'maiser, he's prohibited to eat Maiser Sheni, that is eaten in Yerushalayim, until he immersed himself for the purpose of Maiser. And the same thing with Chayin Kulam, the same thing is with all these cases. Also Lechatos, even if he had in mind and he toiveled for Kodesh, it's still also Lechatos, that B'maimak Mugadoshim, that's the water that has been sanctified by for Porah. Because that's the highest level of Zin Kedusha itself. But what happens if he immersed himself below Chuzak? Learn his Kabbalah Shem Tefillah Stara. He hasn't intended for immersing to purify himself. Ela lechitza ba'alma, he just wanted to bathe. Kilu le'tovel is as if he didn't immerse le'maisa le'truma le'kodesh. V'kol shikain, I think it has to say v'kol shikain le'pora. V'kol shikain le'chatas. There's a missing word here in my Martinur here. But not lemaisa letruma lekodesh and avol tefila hi lechulin, but it's still considered an immersion for chulin. The chulin leboy kavona, because chulin do not require intention. Mishnah Zayin, bigda am haaretz, the garments of an am haaretz, of an ordinary person, midras leprushim, is equal as if a zov, a person with a flow, would step on them, is a midras. And they are considered like an avatumah to the people who are prushim, who are separated from tumah. Big de prushim, but the garments of these who are separated from people, they're prushim, they're pious people, is medras, they are considered as if a zav would have stepped on them, and they become an avatumah to those that eat maaser sheni, and the garments of those who eat maaser sheni are just like a zav would step on them, and they're navatuma le'oich le'truma for those that eat truma. Big the oich le'truma, the garments of those who eat truma, medras, are considered to be like a zav would step on them, and they are considered navatuma le'kodesh to those people who eat kochim. Big the kodesh, the garments of those who eat kochim, medras, are similar to a zav would step on them, and they're an avatuma lechatos to the people that are touching the water of the pora aduma. Yosef ben Yehezer, Eliezer was the most righteous of the Kohanim, and his cover was by those who was eating Kaddish, those in Kaddish, they were so tame as if a Zav would step on them. Yoichanan ben Gudgida, he would eat all of his ordinary food as if they were clean from tumah, as if it was kodesh, all the days that he lived. Nevertheless, so his cover, but those who touch the relative to those who touch the water of the paraduma, it was so tumah as if it was stepped on by a zav. So the Bartanura, the Gamzavanim Aoretz Medros. Medros is, in other words, of Avhatuma. They are treated as if they were a father of Tuma, which is Latame Odom Vikalim. They would be a Metame if they touch a person or garments. Ki Medros Azov, just like the item that is stepped by Azov, that item Shemetame Odom Vikalim. So the Begit is like a Medros Azov. Kidiksiv, it says Vikrit Azov, Vacholash Yiga Bimishkov Vichabes Begodov. Anything that will touch her lying place and watch the garment. That means that what she steps on becomes a zova, or a zov becomes like the anavatuma to be metame. So that is leprushim. Leprushim means loichlim chuleim betaras chulin. Those who eat chulin at the level of purity of chulin. But big de prushim medres loichle truma. So it says, "Big the perushin." It steps up right away to the echle truma. So the batanura kan choser. Here we're missing a maila achas. One advantage. Vachi boy lele misses. This is where it should really be written. Big the perushim is medras loichle meiser sheni, and big the echle meiser sheni medras loichle truma. So you have to put in the meiser sheni. The hainu that is nakoyin betrumos. And all these advantages that they are from the sages, from the words of the scribes, from the chachamim she'amru, they said ein shmiras tarosim shel elu, that the guarding of the purity of these, of the lower ones, cheshuva, that would not be considered a shmira, a guard etzel elu relative to the higher level, metochshein etzel elu, and since they are next to them, is kilu leishamra, as if they weren't guarded. And Gozru bebigdeyem, they decreed in their garments, Shema Yoshua Aleyem Ishti Nida, perhaps that his wife, who was a Nida, sat on them, Varei Medras Anida, that would be stepped by the Nida, and that would be an Avatuma. So, therefore, for each level, it's still considered Tuma for the level up. It's not considered Garda for the level up. Hoya Ichla Taras HaKoydish, that Yechne ben Gud Goyda would eat Altaris HaKadosh, means Hoya Oichel Chulin Shalai Betare. He would eat the Chulin in such purity, Kilo Hoya Kodesh, as if it was Kodesh. Hoya Nizer Behem, called Tuma HaMetamis HaKadosh. He would guard from all Tuma that would be Tama Kodesh, even though it was only Chulin. But still, Voice Mitpachas, Mitpachte Medras Nachatas. But his Matpachas was a Medras, was considered Tomei for somebody who touches the Chatas water, but Avaloy LaKodesh. But not Lakodesh. The Kosovar Haitana, this Tana holds Chulin Shenasu ala Taris HaKodesh. If you have Chulin that were made on the same level of the Tara for Kodesh, is Ki Kodesh Domi, is considered like Kodesh. But Ein Kein Halocha, that's not the Halocha. The Chulin Shenasu ala Taris HaKodesh, Lav Ki Kodesh, are not Ki Kodesh, and it'll always be Tomei for the next level, not only for Lachatus, it would be a Medrash for anything else above Chulin. As we learned in the end of Masechta Nida. This completes the second Perek of Masechta Chagiga.